All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, your host, 23rd day of January, Wednesday. We continue our conversation with Deborah Taveras and Dinah Everett Snyder. I was chatting with some of you guys in the chat room during the break, and I've written down all these questions, and I promise in the last half of this hour, I'll start throwing these out at the ladies and try to get you some answers to these questions. You know, one that I'm going to answer now, we were talking about in the chat room, is when's this all going to fall apart? I ended the last segment with, you know, the notion that Deborah and Dinah have both done a great job showing us the plan, right? The plan and this time of transition. And I ended it with saying, I believe the transition is accelerating and it's, you know, this velocity is amazing to witness. Now, somebody said that, you know, Max Kaiser is saying April. Somebody else is saying October. Look, nobody really knows. It could be tomorrow. But I think one thing you can look at as an indicator, it's something that I look at, is the money. Look at the money. Look at the money. Look at the debt. You know, this is, as far as I'm concerned, key to their plan of implementing this agenda that we've been talking about. And today, the House Republicans, the red team, that has been crying that for years now that we need to get our spending under control. Again, same team, same players playing for the same elite, not the American people. Today, the Republicans decided to kick it down the road, kick the can down the road by authorizing unlimited borrowing until the month of May. So I put May is when it all comes falling apart. Could happen tomorrow, could be a year from now, but I can tell you this. It is coming, and let's get into Deborah. Let's get into, you know, we talked about the groundwork. We talked about things that are happening right now, but this velocity, this increase in the security state, this increase into our privacy, into monitoring everything, it is absolutely, completely out of control.
Well, there's absolutely no question. In fact, in some of my research that I have done for the Global Grid, I found a horrifying mission statement on the Carnegie Mellon website. And it says, a revolution in our infrastructure. Companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete and steel, with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. This is a hidden secret that they're talking about. And they have organizations that they will leverage to highlight this hidden secret. And this is just unbelievable. They've been plotting. They even say it in their mission statements. But it is coming down because right now the smart meters are being deployed. This is a military deployment. Make no mistake about it. The Department of Energy is under the Navy. This is a military deployment. They bring in local police departments with guns so that the utility companies can deploy a biohazard on our homes. This is a military activity. And I can tell you when you asked who's doing this, I can tell you when I look at who's behind this NASA war document, we're talking not only the minions in our local cities that are following lockstep to Agenda 21 agendas with grants and various monies that have strings, private-public partnerships. It's all taking us down locally. But all of our utilities also have signed on to the United Nations. They are all partnering with ICLEI, and the cities use data and different computer systems that are presented to them by ICLEI. It's a network. It's a maze. And when you look at the NASA document, you see who's behind that, some of which is the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, the Australian Department of Defense, and the list goes on. We have been completely subverted. And I will tell you, when this Iron Mountain report was done, Kennedy also said that were opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. He said it was a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And they have it all pulled together, and it is happening to the United States right now. The Iron Mountain Report talks about the FEMA camps, how the grid has been narrowed down by zip code, how the satellites manage and watch and can even do planning. They can see if there's urban sprawl. This is all part of relocating and transitioning all of the population in the United States to the human settlement zones and moving us off our land.
No doubt about it. And what we're waiting for is the Reichstag moment, right? We're waiting for – look, there's a reason why there's so much division in the world, not just the United States. There's a reason why there's so much division, so much violence, so much hostility. We are absolutely together on this planet, but we've never been farther apart as humanity. It is a divide and conquer, govern the planet by crisis, and this is the end result. We are sitting here looking at one another over ridiculous issues while at the highest echelons of these families, who make up the New World Order, they're doing everything possible to subvert representative government and to put it in their pocket. Now, I'm not saying, I agree with you, Deborah, that, the plans from the city, county, state, regional, and federal level is completely taken over. But a lot of these people are just duped into the feel-good jargon that has been sold.
Well, Charlie, there's also there's a tremendous amount of mind control.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been discussed for many, many years. And now with the deployment of the weaponized frequencies, they call it for better cell phone coverage, which are the antennas and the cell phone towers throughout our communities, all of the wireless. Again, mm-hmm. I can't stress enough to go onto the website and look at Barry Trower's documentation along with thousands of other scientists. But I can only tell you, go to antennasearch.com and find out where those weapons are located nearest your home. They are being strung up along all of our major highways. This is like a wireless dog fence in our countries. It will preclude our ability to travel because in the NASA document they say they will use frequencies. It will cause seizures and heart attacks and brain inflammation and malfunction. They know this. Look at the NASA document. I cannot underscore that enough. They really lay out the technologies that they're going to unfold on us. And they're waiting. They're just waiting for a crisis to bring in martial law.
No, they're not waiting. They're not waiting. They're going to cut it loose.
They're going to create it.
Absolutely.
Right. They're not waiting. They're absolutely. You know, Charlie, when you say, how is this going to unfold, and you bring in the whole financial and monetary thing, mm-hmm. I have to tell you that I really believe from the research that I've done and talking to the people that I've talked to that all of those things are distractions. This whole gun control thing, the shooting yep. of children on school campuses, voting yes or no on GMOs in our food chain, all of these things are distractions.
Yep.
The feet on the ground are moving relentlessly forward. It is
That's
an absolute
right.
joke to think that we can take GMOs out of the food chain. As a perfect example, California, this is something California was able to vote on and supposedly
Brett,
the measure failed.
Hold on one sec. Brett, can we skip this break? Can we just go through till 27 after? Thank you. I appreciate it. Dennis, please continue. Let me jump in. The economic thing, just being a distraction, I agree with it with you on one point that, you know, the crisis of the fiscal cliff, the crisis of the debt ceiling, these things are a distraction. They're, because the determination has already been made. We're going to keep using debt as a weapon, as a tool. And you know, that is what's so important about the economic front is it is being used as the one of the largest terrorist activities, terrorist weapons in the history of humanity. We're all being linked together. It doesn't matter if you're listening to me, Europe, Eastern Europe, if you're listening in Asia, we are being drawn together under this umbrella of sovereign debt. And this will be one of the catalyst events that is used to implement all this this pre-talked about agenda. Go ahead, Diana.
Well, that's exactly right.
There's
all of our wealth
of money.
Hold on. Go ahead, Diana.
There's plenty of money. It's just not available for you, me, and all the other little people on the planet. There's plenty of money. You have to only but look at any government organization. We talked to, Deborah mentioned DARPA. DARPA has an incredible budget. Then you look at some of the Institute of Pacific Relations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. All of these organizations have at their disposal enormous amounts of money. You look at the Genome Project that I'm very familiar with the Genome Project. I volunteered and I worked there for some time until it got closed to the public and I wouldn't sign the disclosure and documentation and so, you know, I walked away. But they have unlimited resources, not from just the U.S. government, but from all the governments of the world. And all of that research is now closed to the public. And it's closed to a lot of the scientific community as well. But their budget is enormous. All of these companies and organizations, you look at Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, you look at the oil companies and the way that they're subsidized and they don't pay taxes and they have deferred payments. And, you know, it's all this kicking the can down the road and, you know, taking care of their CEOs and having unlimited spending potential at the expense of people and healthcare and education. Those are the primary things. So we can talk about the fact that, yes, we're being drawn into this together as a global community. We owe the money, but who do we owe the money to? And it is coming crashing down, but it is one enormous distraction because while all this is going on, if you look at all the aluminum and barium salt that's being rained down through chemtrails, and obviously it doesn't matter where you spray it in the world, ultimately it's going to spread across the entire world, but all the UN countries have signed up for it, and they're all doing it, so it's blanketed the ionosphere of the entire world. And
hello?
Diana, do we still have you?
I think we just lost her. Well, to that, we know how HAARP is involved with the beaming of frequencies in that plasma that the chemtrails are providing. We know that that is an increased frequency, artificial frequency for us in our brains. We know that weather modification, we can see they have absolute control of the weather on every single front. They can direct it, steer it, cause what happened on the eastern seaboard, hit the Mississippi, take out our crops, dump water, put us into drought, you name it. The control is enormous. So where do we go with that? Where do we go with that? They control the weather.
And the not funny thing about it is, but the fact of the matter is, That statement, unfortunately, you know, that they control the weather, they being, you know, the scientific juggernaut that is these massive corporations that are overwhelming control of everyday life, everyday legislation is being passed, everyday of governance. If you came out and said to most people, right, most of the people that we've talked about that are in the larger, fatter, slower, dumber by design, and you said that statement, they would think you're absolutely out of your mind. Even though, Deborah, you could take them and hold their hand, give them the information, show them where this agenda has been thought out in the past and is going forward now, and they still won't believe you. You know, Hitler said, if you want a populace to believe a lie, make it a big enough lie that they absolutely couldn't question it. And the lie that's being perpetrated on the people of the world right now is that we are A, we're running out of resources. B, we're running out of space. C, we're running out of the ability to govern oneself. And D, we must turn to them for guidance and for as our saviors. Go ahead.
Well, what is also true, Charlie, is that unfortunately so many people are already so sick from all the intentional poisoning that has been delivered to them. We've got the fluoride in the water supply. We've got the mercury in the toxic energy-efficient light bulbs that is not only killing our trash haulers that are picking up these broken lights. Mercury is so highly toxic, it's ending up in our landfills, in our water supply, the GMO seed, all this toxic dumping from the air, every kind of pollutant imaginable in our food supply. Unfortunately, with the amounts of frequencies, the amounts of overhead aerial spraying that we have actually seen intensify over the last probably 6 to 8 months. It has gotten extremely heavy. We're hearing from people all over the country that are now actually complaining that they're aware they're sick because of the chemtrailing and the amount of the increased amount of chemtrailing, because they're dumping everything imaginable up on us. It's amazing that we're all still managing to function. But what I can tell you, as far as what their goals are right now in the big...
Wait, but before we do that, we have Dinah back on. And
oh, great.
You're talking about chemtrails and the people that are becoming more and more sick. Look, I do this program almost every night of the week. Some people are going to point out that I'm occasionally gone for work or whatnot. But listen, the people that I've talked to over the last 2 years in doing this that are on this topic have all seen an increase. Our audience has seen an increase. Everybody that I talk to has seen an increase in friends, family, loved ones, coworkers who are becoming sick. They're staying sick. You know, it isn't a coincidence that we're being pumped full of these stories about the flu and how it's going to be a pandemic. And now it's because this is happening. People are being made sick in droves, and they're not getting healthy. And when they go to look for help, what do they get? They get pharmaceutical. They get a pump full of one drug after another to keep them infirm. And in a lot of cases, they're just not surviving this, Dinah.
No, you know, this whole aluminum toxicity thing. So we have all this aluminum and barium salt that's descending on us. And here in the Bay Area, I live outside of San Francisco, there's a direct correlation between what my patients are calling and saying, I feel like I'm coming down with the flu, and they're giving me all these symptoms. And if I document the amount of chemtrails and all the crisscrosses in the sky, I know that within about 3 days, I'm going to be inundated with phone calls from people who think they're coming down with the flu. And so I constantly post on Facebook, and I constantly leave voicemails on my phone for people to let them know. If you feel like you are coming down with the flu, please don't rush out and get a flu vaccine. It's toxic. You don't need it. You don't have flu. You have aluminum toxicity. And this is what it is. And people are not recovering. Even when their symptoms subside, they continue to have unusual throat swelling, painful muscles. Just the cascade of issues is unbelievable. But going back to something else, I was talking earlier before I got cut off. Another thing with aluminum in our skies is it comes down. And Mount Shasta snow was recently tested, and it has 60,000 parts per million of aluminum in it. In 2004, it had less than 20 parts per million. 20 parts per million in 2004, 60,000 parts per million in 2012. The only source for that is what is being rained down on us.
That's exactly right. In fact, there is a movie that shows the data that you're speaking about called What in the World Are They Spraying? And that's posted on our site, toxicsky.org. And they show those actual lab reports that you're referencing right now.
And then we talk about GMOs, and we get so excited as poor little people that we can possibly vote something like that, you know, into oblivion. However, if you go to the U.S. Patent Office, Monsanto, Syngenta, and DuPont own the most patents on aluminum-resistant seeds. So ultimately, there is going to come a time where we can plant our heirloom seeds, and they're not going to grow because soil is so full of aluminum, and it has changed the pH of the soil to such a degree that the roots simply cannot grow, and we will have no choice but to buy these genetically modified seeds.
No, we're there.
The aluminum
we are there. We're about there. Ladies, hold on a sec. Wait a minute. Hold on a sec. I got to take this break. I skipped the last one. We're going to be back with this panel, this absolutely informative, intriguing conversation. We'll continue on the backside of this break. We'll be right back. Charlie McGrath of Wide Awake News here. You know, when it comes to freeze-dried storable food, there's a lot of companies you can choose from. So please, allow me to introduce you to the best. By Emergency Foods, Legacy Premium is hands down the best in the industry. They're the only company that is 100% certified GMO-free. They're the only company that has zero MSGs. They have no artificial flavors, and they're the only company that puts an oxygen absorber into every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. And coming in at about $3,900 for a year's supply, they're the best value in the industry at about half the going rate. Guys, Legacy Premium truly stands alone as the best freeze-dried storable food on the market, plain and simple. But don't take my word for it. Call them yourself at 888-543-7345. The number again, 888-543-7345. Or view their comparable charts today at buyemergencyfoods.com.
You're listening to Charlie nationwide and worldwide on the Internet on the Rents Radio Network.
Most Americans are simply rolling over to the ruthless Orwellian surveillance state video cams that now watch nearly our every move. But now, thanks to the brand new Justice Caps, there is a way to reclaim at least some of your constitutional right to privacy. Whenever you wear your good-looking Justice Cap, you become essentially invisible to all surveillance cams. This new technology enables anybody to defeat Big Brother's cams and conceal your facial identity in plain sight. You can now decide who sees your face on camera and begin to live free again. Join us in the move to reclaim our Constitution and take a look at the remarkable, completely legal new technology at justicecaps.com. That's justicecaps.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath joined by Deborah Taveras, Dinah Everett Snyder, talking about, oh, pretty much the enslavement of humanity and the reduction of humanity. And we're going to continue this conversation. I said that I would throw some of these questions at you guys during this last half hour. And I'm going to throw this first one out to Dinah. Because, and I don't really know how to preface it, because it's just a straight up question. Well, is our military being trained to kill its own, their own neighbors? Right? Are they willing to come back and pull the trigger on American citizens? And, you know, I guess, if you were going to preface that, it would be, you know, this agenda unfolds, a crisis event occurs, be it, you name it, political, economic, natural disaster, man-made disaster, where we unleash the military and the security forces that have been, you know, in the military's case, I called it Generation Kill almost 2 hours ago, because if you were, you know, if you were born in, if you've grown up in the last, in this last generation, all you've known is killing, the rationalization of killing, the lies in order to facilitate killing. It's become so commonplace in our society, we don't even question it anymore. We don't question if we're being lied to going to war in one nation or another. We don't question how long we're going to be in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Iran. It doesn't really matter, because there's going to be some titillating pop culture event that occurs that'll distract us long enough. But the question is, as the this agenda unfolds more and more rapidly, do you, from what your experience has been in working with veterans, are they being engineered or at least desensitized to the point that they would pull the trigger on American citizens in order, just following orders? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a really tough question. I'll tell you that working with the current crop of PTSD sufferers, I can definitely see that they're not psychologically weak, but they're morally strong. They come home and they start questioning. And the crisis, it's a crisis of faith. It's a crisis of faith in everything that they have believed and everything that they've trained for and everything that they've done as a soldier overseas. And so when you ask me a question like that, it's extremely multifaceted and extremely difficult to answer. But you only have to look at everything that's happened since Benghazi. All the admirals and real top guys that have been relieved of command, and the vast majority of them have gone very silently past the media. They hasn't, you know, Petraeus was the one that got caught in the spotlight. But there have been 11 or 12 others that have been very silently relieved of command. And there's a real consensus that they were relieved of command because ultimately it was shown that they would not be able to command their men at home. And within the military, there was a lot of questions that went out and were battered around. And it was discovered that only 15% of the soldiers would, under what were deemed qualifying circumstances, be able to come home and shoot on a neighbor. And we don't know exactly what those questions were, but regardless of what it was, it's only 15%. So there's an idea that by changing the command chain, they're somehow going to rally those numbers. But then you look at all the Chinese and the Russians that have been on American soil training alongside U.S. soldiers, U.S. Police departments in Colorado, in Kentucky, all over the place. Those are the two really big ones. And you have to ask yourself, you know, why are those guys really here? And it's been an ongoing program for years. And there's a lot of military, a lot of returned veterans that are asking the same questions. Who are these guys? Who's funding them? And why are they being shown not only our tactics, but why are they being taught to use our equipment here?
No doubt about it.
On urban streets.
Well, no doubt about it. And let's kick it over to Deborah, because she's going to tell us. I'm telling you, there's a reason why the MIAC report came out and said that a returning veteran could be a potential domestic terrorist, because, you know, these guys are going over and they're seeing the carnage, they're seeing the bloodshed, and they realize that they're being lied to. They realize, you know, we could be lied to here in the pop culture, because we don't have the blood physically on our hands. We don't have our guts of our friend hanging before us. We don't see, you know, the barbarism that's happening in these nations to these nationals across the pond. But these folks do. So when they question it, they're going to be labeled as a potential threat. Go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, in the Iron Mountain report, when you're about 2 hours into the report, the document, you will see how they're setting up the blood games, how they're socializing all of us to become accustomed to seeing kills by police officers and it being considered legal, like the Branch Davidian, like the Weaver case, the family that was shot, the wife and the baby, a number of years ago. All of this is slowly seeking into our culture. They're seeing how far they can push the deliberate killing of Americans on American soil. We have the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives them the right to do that. I personally spoke with a police officer that scratched his head, and he said the worst thing coming forward to him is what is he going to do when he's told to take the gun? And we can see on the video during Hurricane Katrina that they went house to house and demanded the firearms. They were already taking guns.
Yeah.
From areas that were not even affected by the hurricane. So, yes, we are going to, that is why they're federalizing our police departments. That's why they're moving everything from a local level to federalizing, to disconnect the people from the citizens so that they can get the globalized force that the Iron Mountain Report says they will get, and it will be under the United Nations. And this is going to happen. When you read the report, you see the resolutions that have been adopted to take our guns away, and you will see the method in which they're going to do it incrementally, and they have been already starting to do it. And as far as our police shooting on ourselves, on citizens, you know, I think that what they're doing is they're bringing in UN troops. They've got FinFin, which is FinCEN, which is a multifaceted jurisdictional group that will come in and oversee with the black helicopters, all the black clothing. We're going to see a transition into the United Nations, and all of this is going to be called for the golden time of peace.
And no peace, doubt about it.
And peace in the Iron Mountain Report is absolute hell.
It's again a selling you something, selling a notion, selling an idea. The same way that your local government can be caught up in the entire Agenda 21 is because it sounds good. Peace sounds great, right? The peace that they're talking about isn't peace. It isn't humanity moving forward together. It's humanity being enslaved. And you talk about, you know, these foreign troops and foreign nationals coming over here to enforce this agenda, you know, probably necessary because there's going to be enough folks who, especially in this gun grab, who are going to stand up and say enough is enough. They'd rather, you know, take to the streets and commence in the combat than they would turn, you know, to give up the last vestiges of what was guaranteed inalienable rights in the Constitution. But we do have, unfortunately, you know, after years now of watching, you know, SWAT units show up with AR-15s, M-16s, M-4s, full battle dress to evict a 90-year-old woman because she was foreclosed on by a too-big-to-fail institution, there is far too many that are in law enforcement that don't care, right? They're the minions. They're the minions. They think they got part of the game behind them because they're serving this system. So it's unfortunate, but it's a fact. You know, the proof is boring that out, that there is not enough thinking individuals who are willing to, like the policeman you were talking about, who says, I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm ordered to take these guns.
Well, Charlie, we have a bigger picture to be concerned about, and that's this NASA war strategy. And on page 93, this is what it says.
Hold up. I ran a little bit long there. Deb, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares, Diane Abbott-Snyder, more Wide Awake News Radio. You know what, ladies, can we, in the last segment, I want to know what to do from a medical standpoint to fight some of this. I want to know what to do from an informational standpoint, Deborah, to fight some of this. We're going to be back. Deborah Tavares, Diane Abbott-Snyder, hang tight.
Hey guys, Charlie McGrath here at WideAwakeNews.com, and I'm here to tell you I believe that Chris and the folks over at Seeds Now .com offer the best product at the best prices with the best service of anybody in the market. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of their customers have to say. Joshua in Florida writes, exceeded my expectations. Shipping was prompt and a number of my plants are already starting to sprout. Thanks for being great. And Ryan in California writes, I just received my Homestead Seed Bank, my all-in-one prepper pack, and seed-to-seed storage and growing guidebook, and I could not be more pleased. Thanks, Seeds Now. Now I can start growing and get off the GMOs. Keep up the great work. And the list goes on and on. Guys, it's time to make SeedsNow.com an integral part of your long-term preparedness strategy. Please call them at 877-344-4669. That number again, 877-344-4669. Or better yet, visit them today at SeedsNow.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say, ladies, let's get back into it. But, you know, welcome back to the final segment of Wide Awake News Radio. If you're listening, I saw this in the chat room. If you're listening and you're wondering if you missed part of this interview and somebody had asked if I'm going to put this up on YouTube later, the answer is absolutely yes. However, Gary's not with us tonight, so it will not be up 2 hours after the program. It won't be up until probably tomorrow morning about 6 a.m. Mountain Time. 8 a.m. Eastern time. So if you miss part of this and you want to hear the whole thing, which is very, very much worth going to the YouTube channel tomorrow and playing this over again.
Charlie, I wanted to just jump in and add a few things that people need to do immediately to reduce the frequencies that are being directed in their homes.
Please do. That's where I wanted to go.
Yeah, through their house wiring, we're getting increased transient frequencies, and people are getting very, very sick from those additional frequencies. This was actually a test that was done in Oregon in the mid-70s when the Russians were beaming in on a city called Medford, Oregon. And people, within a 48-hour period, there were a couple of dozen people that committed suicide because the frequencies create that kind of dysfunction with your brain. And you can buy a Stetzerizers. It's a Graham Stetzer, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R. And they plug into your outlets and they send back the transient frequencies. We've had tremendous success with that. Another very, very important thing, if you're near a cell phone tower, you can put screens on your windows in the areas where you are most in your homes and ground them. Remember once when we all had wire screens and now they all went to fiberglass? Well, there's a reason for that. The low frequencies are easily able to get now through your windows. So you can put screens over your windows. You've got to get off of a mattress, box spring bed. Get into a bed that does not have metal in it, because all the metal, including underwire bras, et cetera, even the stays in men's shirt collars near their necks, conduct the frequency. So you've got to remove the nighttime frequency problem. I know that many people are complaining of buzzing of the ears. We found that if people wear earplugs, that helps a bit, because the frequency seem to really be increasing at night, and it is impeding people's ability to get their deep REM sleep, and they're not getting the level of rest that they need, and this is jamming our immune system, and that is in the NASA document. They talk about jamming our immune system with dumping so much stuff on it that we just are not able to recover.
Well, you know, and that, again, goes back to the last 2 years of hearing, you know, one story after another of symptomatic illness, or illness that, I should say, illness that displays the symptoms that you're talking about. Dinah, how? I mean, what can we do? I mean, as far as what you've seen, I know that your treatment has been extremely successful. What are you recommending people to do to try to combat this? And to both of you, we combat it to what end? I mean, how can we get out of this when it is so overwhelming? Dinah, go ahead and answer that first as far as what you recommend to do, especially aluminum, the chemtrail spraying. And then, ladies, look, I mean, what can we do to get out of this if it's so encompassing? Dinah, go ahead.
Well, the first thing that I always recommend is stop the pharmaceuticals. Stop putting anything that's chemical in your mouth. So that means no vaccination, no antibiotics, no statins, nothing, no pharmaceuticals. They are superb supplements and vitamins available that do exactly the same thing with none of the adverse effects and fallouts for your health. Of course, stay away from GMO foods. It's quite difficult, and there's a lot to learn about it. But definitely no fast foods, no metabolic sports drinks, no sodas, no processed foods, no refined white flours. I mean, it's not easy to eliminate all those things because they're so widespread, and we've become so accustomed to them that when you, it's very overwhelming for people. But that's a good start. The other thing is we are all of us, enormously magnesium deprived. So without question, every single person that's listening to the show, Charlie, including yourself, you need to take a magnesium supplement. We need to take glutathione and melatonin at night. Our bodies and our brains need it. We need to increase our omegas, coconut oil capsules, good olive oils, things like that. It's with nutrition. Nutrition is the answer to a lot of our health problems.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I've received great advice from you in the past, as well as Sherry Edwards and others who've come onto the program. And, you know, my health situation, I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, but changing my nutrition has truly, truly turned the corner as far as my ability to come on even and do this program, because, you know, you get wrapped up in any medical event now, and it inevitably ends up with you're just bombarded with one drug after another to counter the effect of the drug you took yesterday. So I have no doubt that you're right. I want to give your website out one more time before we run out of time here. It is DinahEverettSnyder.wordpress.com. Devil's in the details. Guys, if you haven't read this report or this work, if you have a military member, ex-military member or current in your family, or a friend or whatever, read this. Read this. Understand what she's done to help these people. It's a topic that's very near and dear to me, for sure. Deborah, same question to you. What, you know, Agenda 21, Iron Mountain, the New World Order. It's, man, it's happening. It's happening,
yeah.
And it's if you're awake at all, you cannot deny it. What are you doing to fight this?
The only thing we can do is call in on talk radios, get on shows like this one tonight with you, have flyers on every single site that we have. We have flyers that people can download, half-sheet flyers. We carry them in our purses, our cars. We have magnetic signs. We are the media, period. And we have large magnetic signs we put on our vehicles. They're about the size of for sale signs, giving out websites and information. I cannot tell you all the thumbs up that people are giving. We've got dozens of cars throughout Northern California that have these signs. And we put ToxicSky.org, Look Up, Fluoride, all these issues with websites. And people are becoming aware. This is our job right now. We have to follow right conduct, and we have to, in my opinion, we have to alert as many people as possible, those that are ready. Most people are recognizing that something is terribly, terribly wrong. And quite frankly, they're really happy to see or to start to know what it is. Because we're at a point right now where we're being subverted from a higher consciousness. Our pineal gland is being attacked. We are being absolutely held down by these Illuminati elites that are intent on killing the majority of the population. And so we have to get the information out. That is my biggest work right now, my effort. I feel that this is our responsibility now to work on this, because the media has been treasonous and we've been mightily betrayed on every level.
Yeah, the media doesn't exist, right? It's a for profit entity that will do everything possible to keep generating that profit, and that means selling out
That's absolutely true. And in the NASA document, they say that they will exploit the CNN syndrome to cause massive psychological damage to the population. So I encourage everyone to know what is happening, what is going to happen, so that you don't live in fear, so you get out of fear. That's a very, very important piece right there, is to come to terms with where we are now and know that it's a mighty force that we're engaged, that is engaged against us at this point. And
you guys both have my utmost respect. I consider you sisters in this. And what you're doing is great. From both points of view, waking people up, both of you are doing that. Dinah, you're going out there and you're trying to counter some of these effects. The point I'm at in this whole fight, this whole struggle, this whole awakening process and trying to wake others up, is this almost quickening that we're in now. I'm really starting to look at, where do we go? I mean, is it the Northwest Territories where there's, one person for every 1,000 square miles? Is it the Rocky Mountain states? Are you guys implementing any kind of plan or seeing any kind of trigger events that will make you implement some kind of plan to try to protect, the ones nearest and dearest to you? I'm going to kick that to Dinah since Deborah,
Charlie, where are you going to go? It's everywhere.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely everywhere. We talk about the land grab in this country. It was first tried in Africa many years ago. I'm from South Africa, so I was brought up under colonial rule. South Africa,
as we all are,
independent in 1965, but nothing changed. And the land grab there was essentially brought on under the premise of keeping intact huge tracts of land from north to south and east to west for animal migration. And under the auspices of that, all these tribes and farmers were moved off the land. And a lot of what we see today is tribal warfare in these African countries is the direct result of having moved people off their tribal lands into the lands of other people.
Sure.
A lot of Americans go, oh, this could never happen here. This is America. We're protected by our Constitution.
No, we're not.
Go and look up the Quigley formula. The Quigley formula. The late Carol Quigley he was part of the Council of Foreign Affairs, and he was a historian. And he coined the phrase, the Quigley formula. It's a condition of bondage where people vote for their own dictator, and they feel happy about it because they did it. Bingo. This is the Republicans and the Democrats. People
right.
have to be able to move beyond this. There is no such thing as Democrat and Republican. It's gladiator games. It's cheaper people entertainment. That's all it is. Turn the TV off. if you can homeschool your kids, start homeschooling your kids. A lot of school districts have partial school programs so that you can start influencing what your children are being exposed to. It's one of the biggest things that people in my sphere have done and seen huge results with. But in terms of, you know, what are we actually going to do if suddenly black helicopters are flying overhead and, you know, trucks are rolling into town?
Right.
There is
we gotta
no
wrap
way
up.
To run. This is the point to stand and fight.
Stand and fight. I agree. The more I'm all these options, I mean, that is the end goal. Dinah Everett Snyder, dinaheverettsnyder.wordpress.com, and stopthecrime.net. Ladies, and Deb, I know you have more sites to go, but primary site, stopthecrime.net. Ladies, I can't thank you enough for coming on here and spending 2 hours with me tonight. I know how much of a sacrifice that is and how tiring it is. We'll get you back on again real soon. Please keep up the fight. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Jeffrey. He's coming up next tomorrow night, Eric Lovely with Pastor Dal and John Rabino on the second hour. Have a good night. True peace, not the stuff that's being sold to us as peace. I wish everybody listening right now true peace. Good night.
Coming year, www.the3videos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.the3videos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.the3videos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123RENS.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123RENS.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123RENS.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123RENS.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123RENSE.com.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.